Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
I'm here on a job site with Tim, who owns his own electrical contracting business.
3 employees and 2 work trucks.
Tim traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance. We're positively here where he needs us most.
They sure are.
With step-by-step help on all his insurance needs, all for shockingly low rates.
Shockingly low, huh?
Just a little bit of electrician humour. Do you get it?
I got it.
You know, it feels like we have a real connection. All right, I'll stop.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
This is the John Richardson Show.
With John Richardson.
Welcome to the John Richardson Show podcast, this week entitled...
Oh, oh!
There we go. If you were wondering when you downloaded it, what's that word? The word again is... Oh, oh!
Oh, oh!
And I'm not going to give you any further context, really, about what that means, because it comes quite late in the show, and I think it's fun for you to listen to the podcast wondering why on earth that is the title of the podcast. But Susie Ruffle, who joined us this week, what would you describe it as? A possession? A minor meltdown?
A bit of fun. But which I understand is something that you find hard to grasp.
It's not the way we usually go on the show. I like a bit of fun. I had 15 years ago. Yeah,
okay.
I tried it. I thought that's not for me. But
yeah,
I can
of course.
See why people are into it. I like to call myself the antidote. There is some auntie chat today. We mentioned my auntie Pam. And
yes.
A fun game of guess what my other auntie is called.
Yeah. You didn't guess any of my aunts. Bit rude.
Oh, how many you got?
Two on one side, two on the other.
Four aunties. You'd think I'd be able to get one.
Go on.
I'm going to have some thinking time while the podcast runs, and then at the end, I'm going to try and guess. I'm going to have four guesses and see if I can get two aunties.
Okay. Just to let you know, actually, two of them have the same name. So you've only got you've only got three names to get.
Huge. Huge.
Huge if true.
Right. Enjoy the pod. Good morning, it's John Richardson here with Susie Ruffle.
Hello, John.
I said that like there was going to be some sort of theme song, wasn't there? Like a dinner
and
there's
not. Now.
There was nothing, was there?
No, that was disappointing for me. But, you know, I'm pleased to be here, don't get me wrong.
I'm glad I've lowered the bar so quickly for what production values you can expect on this morning's show. Thank you for being here.
It's my pleasure.
What would you usually be doing now on a Saturday morning?
I would be at kids' tennis. I take my child. I don't just go so I can feel like I'm really good at tennis.
Are you good at tennis?
No. I'd like, in my mind, I'm great.
Well, I love the fact you pulled out of that already. You went to say I'd like to be, and then you thought, actually, I'm not even bothered. I'm not even going to pretend I want to be good at tennis.
No, I'd like to be good at tennis, but I haven't got the inclination or the determination.
Yeah, and isn't that freeing? You reach a certain, it takes a few years in your life to give yourself that one, that you get to a certain age in your life. I think it's around the 30s, where you just say, oh, I'm never going to be good at that. And I'll tell you why. Because I don't care and I'm not going to work hard enough at it.
I mean, that's life.
Yeah. Well, I've made it sound very negative.
You're listening to the John Richardson Show. You can expect this for the next 3 hours.
What that does come with is, here are the two things I am good at. And I've realised now, that's enough. That's me. That's what I do.
Do you know what, though? It is freeing to just go, I'm okay with being mediocre at stuff.
Well, I mean, let me caveat by saying you're one of the best comedians in the country. You are author.
Sure.
You've written a book. I mean, there are many strings to that bow.
Well, there's two. There's two strings to the bow. It's a broken
violin.
There
are two strings to the bow and there are no strings to the tennis racket.
Yeah.
I think as well, amongst, of all the athletes in the world, I think tennis players are amongst the most miserable. I think snooker players are very unhappy. I think cricketers are very unhappy.
Mm.
And I think tennis players, you know, when you see them in the press conferences afterwards, very rarely. Yeah. How do you feel about that defeat? Do you know what? I'm a tennis player and it's brilliant. Yeah, I've lost today, but you know what I'm going to do tomorrow? I'm going to play tennis.
Yeah.
And that's all right, isn't it? They're always like, oh, I don't know. Maybe it's my wrist or something.
I've got a problem with the hip.
I need to speak to my coach, but I just sacked my last one because we didn't get on. Seems pretty grim.
I'll tell you what I'd like to do, darts.
Yes, exactly right.
I could get on board with darts. And
you've joined the right show.
I'm fluky. Oh, catch me on the right day, I'm pretty good.
Fluke the Newt Littler?
Oh.
Is that your darts nickname?
Yeah, do you know me? Have you heard about it? I've had quite a good year. Do you know who I am?
I've had a good year. Yeah, he'd get very cross if you called him Fluke Littler, I think.
I think he would, yeah. Yeah, I think he's very good. It's been well documented.
He'd give you that angry shushing gesture he started doing since he hit 18.
Oh, yeah.
He was such a polite young boy. Now look at him.
Now he's got no respect for the crowd.
Shushing everyone. Since he could drive, he's just going around. He's in I picture him in a little Vauxhall Nova that's been lowered with a big exhaust, just shushing people out of the window.
Yeah. Now that he can drive all the way to Ali Pali, he's really changed.
Well, join me and Fluke the Newt Littler for this morning's show. Now, the John Richardson Show does not claim to be the cleanest show on the radio, not by any stretch, but we are definitely the tidiest. And as such, we start every week by tidying up any loose ends from the previous week. It's a little look back for those of you who couldn't join us. Susie, you weren't here last week.
I wasn't,
I wonder what went on. Perhaps there are listeners out there who haven't had time to download the John Richardson podcast yet on the radio app. Well, here's why you should. I got an email from my auntie Pam that started with the word wagwan.
Sure.
It was a spam email.
Just that's a shame.
You look very concerned about the safety of my auntie Pam.
Yeah, is auntie Pam okay?
Pam is absolutely fine. Okay. Pam is pickling up a treat.
What do you mean pickling up a treat? Oh, she's making things.
She's pickling up those onions. She's pickling up those cabbages.
She's jamming.
Pickling them up. She's not really jamming. No. She's not jamming.
She leaves that to Bob.
My uncle was called Bob.
There you go.
That's freaky.
That's tidy, isn't it? That's very tidy. You must love that.
You're slightly freaking me out now. Someone has been going through my bins. Do we need to have a chat? Now, we discussed rubbish kids' toys last week. I had a right pop at Slinkies last week.
Oh.
Nobody in the studio backed me up. I said, no Slinky has ever gone downstairs. It's its one job. You tap it, it'll go down one stair. Of course it will. You give it a real tap, it'll go down six stairs in one go, all attached together. But a Slinky does not, with a gentle tap, walk downstairs.
I think I'm with you on that.
Well, let's see what our listeners had to say about the Slinky.
Hey, John and gang. So my Saturday was brightened last week when I heard Lindsay Santoro telling us about her teeth getting flung onto the Christmas tree. It was actually making me laugh. However, on Saturday, John, my smile was almost instantly wiped off my face after hearing you slander Slinkies. Like, who does that? Like, 80s toys are just gold. So let's just make this absolutely clear. Slinkies go downstairs at a measured pace. It's not a bad toy. And I actually still have one where I work. And so it kind of got me thinking, John, what dodgy Slinky did you have? Where did it all go wrong for you? Maybe if you had a good one, you wouldn't be full of vulgar in life. You wouldn't be dissing Slinkies in 2025. Just saying. Always a fan, John. Sanda.
First question, where does she work?
Well,
she's got
I'm
one
guessing
at work.
She hosts her own podcast, is what I'm saying. For that was one of the most exceptionally produced and vocalised voice notes we've ever had on this show.
I thought she sounded very... She sounded like she could host The Breakfast Show.
Oh, she could walk straight into any job here she wants, Absolute Radio. I hope she works in HR or something, because if you do need to be let go, you want it to be by someone chirpy with a Slinky in their hand. Yeah. Bad news, you're on your way out. Good news, you will have company down the stairs. Off you go. We also have a feature on this show called I Love You But, where we give out a dedication, but you've got to be mean about the person rather than nice. Last week, we heard from Tom, who complained that his partner always wears her coat when they get in. She doesn't take her coat straight off. He finds it very frustrating. She's heard that shout out on the radio, and he has been in touch with some of the consequences of that.
Hey John, it's Tom here from last week's I Love You But. Thank you so much for giving my wife the dedication. And I just wanted to follow up actually and say thank you very much. as your dedication has actually worked. She started taking her coat off when we get indoors, and I'm no longer irritated by it. Thank you, thank you, thank you. It's amazing what airing your grievances on national radio can do for your marriage. Thanks, Tom.
Again, very well produced. I've got to say.
It is really.
What microphones are these guys using?
It's amazing what airing your grievances can do for your marriage. It's Tom coming up later on Absolute. It is. We're educating the listener. That's what we're doing.
You really are.
Listen, if you can speak as clearly and eruditely as any of our other listeners, then you can join us with a voice note for next week. But I Love You But coming up later on, if you want to air a grievance that will, you've heard it here, improve the state of your familial relations, and get in touch. John at absoluteradio.co.uk. It's the John Richardson Show this week with added Susie Ruffle on Absolute Radio.
Hello.
Have you ever heard show said like that before?
Yeah.
When you get
AI to do it, yeah, I have.
Yeah, well, you know, we have had a big meeting at Absolute, actually, about the threat of AI, and they've decided that what they want their presenters to do, just to reinforce that feel of authenticity, is to mispronounce words every now and again.
Yeah.
So occasionally I will say the John Richardson, something like that, and it just says, this guy, yes, he's incompetent, yes, he's getting paid to speak, and that's the one thing he seems unable to do.
But we know
he's
a guy.
A robot.
Yeah.
Yeah, a robot wouldn't do that.
No.
I think long term, the conclusion from the listener will be that robots would do the job better. But in the short term.
In the short term, you've still got your job.
Now, a robot could present a feature. Do you think robots have got the wherewithal to come up with radio features? I hope not. I stupidly said, I wonder if AI can come up with features for me.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, producer Will straight on it, isn't he? So we've
Couldn't
got some AI generated features for the John Richardson Show to find out whether I am not only replaceable on air, but also off air as well. That's basically what. Can I at least come in and workshop stuff? No, we don't need that either. These are not bad. Were these like instantaneous, Will? Oh, my God. Right. One, the weekly worry audit. Listeners send in the thing they've been irrationally worrying about that week, and John grades each worry by severity, likelihood, and ridiculousness, then gives a worry score and shares his own anxieties, which will inevitably top the charts.
Isn't that a WhatsApp group you're already in?
I think that's a series I did three of for Dave, but never mind. It's basically what AI's done there is John Richardson's TV formats which failed in the past but could work on radio. That's what that is. I don't mind it though. The Household Beef Tribunal. Oh, it doesn't know I'm vegan. Here's a chance to tell everyone. John settles domestic disputes sent in by couples, housemates or families. For example, is leaving one Weetabix in the box a crime? Should the toilet roll faces out? Should the toilet roll faces out? We don't need to fear the robots yet. John delivers a judgment with the seriousness of the Supreme Court. Admin Corner. Listeners confess the dull life admin. This is basically a slam from AI on my personality, isn't it? This is what this is.
A little bit.
AI, could you generate some ideas for John Richardson? Yeah, he's basically boring, isn't he? So it's about toilet rolls and admin. That's basically what this is. None of them is about, like, John's party days where John tells stories about his big nights out. Why is there none of that?
Go on, you've got a moment now. Why don't you tell us about one of your big nights out? One of the three of them.
Can't remember him, mate. That's a problem. I remember waking up in Zurich with a donkey next to me.
But you had also gone to Zurich for that donkey sanctuary trip, so it makes sense.
That was an actual dream. Number four is just called That's Not How You Do It.
Is this where your ex-girlfriend's calling?
Oh, hey, that's gone down very well in the studio. That's the moment in the film where we're the nerds and we walk past and you say that and the jocks go, I like this kid. The Domestic Competence League Table, mini meltdowns, John's fact that ruined my day. These are depressingly good. Okay, but let's turn the internet off for a bit for the rest of the show. Let's just get some books in. Let's just sit with the dictionary and see what happens. I don't mind those, though.
Is this a radio show or a cry for help?
Well, that is in dispute. You'd really need to ask the bosses. But if you have any help for me, I am willing to accept it. John@radio.co.uk. It's time for I Love You But. It's our antidote to cheesy radio shout-outs. You get one a week as long as it's got some vitriol in there. And this week it comes from Pete.
Hi, John. Thanks for giving me this week's one and only dedication. This week, I'd like to give it to my brother, Jason. Jason, you're a great brother and I love you, but please stop buying me extremely unnecessarily large gifts for Christmas. It's not that I'm ungrateful. It's just that I know you're doing it to make my life harder. It's not funny anymore. Just like when it wasn't funny when you got me the extra large karaoke machine, the 10-foot wrap of bubble wrap, a life-size cardboard cutout of yourself, or the inventory-sized box of packing peanuts like last year. I'm happy not to even do gifts. Please just stop. It's making Boxing Day a nightmare. Your brother, Pete.
I think Jason sounds like a right laugh.
Yeah.
Oh, big into Jason.
I'm struggling with the phrase, it's not funny anymore, because they sort of got funnier and funnier to me.
Yeah, loved it.
I liked the life-size cardboard cut out of yourself is a great gift for anyone.
Yeah, really good.
Because what I like is the emotional... So, like, the packing peanuts, not great for the environment. And also, there's no shame in getting rid of them. You might even have a use for them. But no sibling could destroy a life-size cardboard cut out of their own brother, surely. You're obliged to keep that. I sort of have to make the dedication, but I don't think I agree with the sentiment this week. I think that's really funny. What do you think we should do,
I think it's really funny. I think we should give a shout out to Jason in general.
Yeah, do you think we should?
And say this year, go bigger and better.
I'm not seeing anything there that's of too really heavy. Maybe something like a bowling ball or something like that. I mean, something that he's just going to struggle to move.
Or like a Bernese Mountain Dog. Because they're massive.
They are massive, yeah. But I think the RSPCA would have something.
I don't know. He might love dogs. I'm not suggesting that it's for a joke. I just think it's a large dog. An eagle.
Yes.
We won't have the Dogs Trust on our back. We'll just have the Bird Trust.
How are we feeling about this production team? In conclusion, then, I feel I've slightly lost control of this link. But
thank
you to Pete for your message. But actually, we're going to dedicate this song to you, Pete, from your brother Jason, who wants to say, get a sense of humour about the Christmas gifts, and I hope you like your eagle this Christmas. Yeah, I think we're fine with that.
John Richardson.
And the John Richardson Show.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
John Richardson.
This is the John Richardson Show.
Good morning. You're listening to John Richardson on Absolute Radio with Susie Ruffall.
Hello, good morning.
Will and Charlie are here as well, as usual. It's the whole gang. It's the whole team. So it's for me, this is the smuggest hour of broadcasting in the nation. And why would you? But if you were to listen to other radio stations now, it'd be people getting a pat on the back for doing stuff that we all do every day and don't expect any thanks for. Or that, frankly, if you had a better life, you wouldn't need to do on a Saturday morning. So we just puncture that a little bit by bringing people down. Shortly, I will bring down somebody that the listener has asked me to bring down. I always start by just loosening up, just limber up by being very rude to my co-host, who's been good enough to join me and give up their Saturday morning. Susie, what are you proud of yourself for this week?
Well, I've got two. Is that allowed? Because you can decide which you want.
Big. Well, I like the fact you're coming having achieved two things in a week. Slow down, mate.
So first of all, before the show today, I put my washing machine on last night to do at 5 a.m. this morning. So when I woke up, the washing was done and I could get it straight out.
Oof.
Okay. And now my laundry basket empty, babe.
Yeah, that's a good start to your weekend. I will say you've woken everybody else in the house up with the washing machine going on at 5 a.m. So although your clothes are clean, they might also be in a suitcase when you get back, ready
didn't,
for you
didn't
to
wake
move
anyone
out.
Up. Didn't wake anyone up. It's fine.
Not in. Well, you got a very quiet washing machine, or
yeah.
just?
That's what I say to her. I say, be nice and quiet.
Okay. Well, I think you might also have the creepiest washing machine in the country.
Yeah.
All right. I don't mind that. What's the second one?
I stood up for myself in Victoria public toilets.
Okay. Do I want more details?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, go on then.
Okay, so in Victoria Station,
yeah.
you have to go downstairs to the women's toilets. And what sometimes happens is two queues will start, but you only can see one of them. Anyway, so I queue for a while.
How long are you in there?
Well, when the trip... Well, I don't know. Like
oh, I see, before.
Minutes,
I
yeah,
thought you meant the queues
way.
Form while you're in there.
No.
Go downstairs, catch up on some emails,
yeah.
have a bit of lunch.
Do a bit of admin.
Two queues of livid people.
Anyway, so I get in a queue. I'm in it for a while. For you know, a few minutes, sure. Mm-hmm. I'm queuing. Then I notice a cubicle on the other side becomes vacant. I wait for a moment. No one goes in it. I think, well, I'll end up in that one. I go in. I shut the door. And a woman, there's another queue, you know. So I open the door. I said, I'm very sorry. I didn't realise it looked like it was available. Please go ahead. So she pushed past me. We crossed over.
Oof.
And so I said... I've literally got out of the toilet. Please go ahead. And then she said, well, you should have just looked. And I said, I think your life would be a lot happier if you were less angry.
Wow.
What Wow-y. Do you think? What do you think? It was too much, isn't it? It's too much.
I think she's still thinking about that now.
I felt 10 foot tall. Honestly, I felt 10 foot tall. And then, of course, I had to hide on my way out so I didn't see her again. So I felt like a 10 foot tall person who was slouching.
I mean, as life advice goes, I think it's okay. It's very brave to take on
somebody. It felt not like me. But she was just so unnecessarily rude. And I'd got out of her way and I thought, no, do you know what? It's not okay for you to be mean to me. I made a mistake. I said, sorry, you've now got what you wanted, which was to go first. Please do. And I apologise.
You're getting a round of applause from Charlie.
Thank you.
I think what you might have done is just really pushed in front of a woman who was desperate for the toilet.
Okay, I kicked her. Sure. Okay, so shoot me. I didn't kick her.
I can't give you that one. And I can't give you the 5 a.m. wake-up
oh,
call for everyone
on.
Else in your household. But I think if you didn't have other people in the house, I think setting the washing machine for 5 a.m. is a really good thing to do. What cycle did you put it on?
A 45-minute one. That's the only one that I do.
What temperature?
30.
Yeah, okay, that's fine. You
Is
can
that
have
okay
that
with
one.
You?
Yeah, you can have that one.
I think I can have the other one as well, I've decided.
You can't have the one
yeah,
that's
I've got both
in
of
the
them.
Toilets.
That's both of them, thanks.
What I need to do now is take somebody down who is not in the room to defend themselves. This is really when I thrive.
Richardson.
The sniping, the backbiting. This is what I come here for. Let's hear from Louise, who spotted someone being smug this week that she wants me to deal with.
Hi, John. I want to put forward someone for you to bring down this week after they've been incredibly smug. I was watching I'm a Celeb on Tuesday night. It was the episode where they get to go to the Jungle Arms, have a drink and do karaoke. During this, Lisa Riley sung Spandau Ballet's Gold with Martin Kemp. She didn't directly say she was smug, but afterwards she said, I just sung Gold with Martin Kemp. It's going to take a lot to bring me down from that. Now, I don't know about you, John, but that feels like a challenge that only you could be up to. Over to you.
Ooh, okay. Can I hear it to give some context about how smug she is?
I just sang Gold with Martin Kemp. It's going to take a long time to bring me down from that one.
Well, let's start with, obviously, you've just sung Gold, not sang Gold. Let's get that straight out there. But, you know, this is somebody who probably hasn't eaten for about 3 weeks and then has been given 12 pizzas and a garlic bread in a jungle where there's scorpions and snakes. So I'm not saying she's thinking straight at that moment. Mm-hmm. How do you feel about...
I don't know. I think this feature's quite mean.
Yeah. 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 Absolutely. That's like waiting for Usain Bolt to cross the line and saying, yeah, but you're all tired now. You could have slowed down there. Let him have his minute. Let him do the thing he's good at.
What do I think? I think fair enough.
I think, here's what I think about the Lisa Riley clip.
Go on.
I hate the karaoke episode because it sounds awful. Mm. And it's to me, it's the truest reflection of what karaoke really is, which is great for the people doing it and horrific for everybody else. Mm-hmm. Whether it's in a pub or on telly, I don't support the idea of karaoke. Also, I don't know if Martin Kemp asked you to sing Gold with him. So you've maybe barreled your way in there. He didn't want you. Maybe he just thought, do you know what? I'm going to do the thing I'm good at. Can I just have 3 minutes where I sing the song I'm good at? And then everyone else barrels in and ruins it for him. And also, let's be honest, you didn't make it better, did you? You didn't improve Gold. So what you've done is you've spoiled a man's moment. You've made a song that everybody likes worse. And you've done it on telly. So proud of yourself?
Yeah.
I think maybe I've gone too far there. I was a bit worried that I wasn't going to be able to do that one.
I think.
Do I need to caveat by saying that I really like Lisa Riley?
I mean, I think it wouldn't do any harm.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, I don't.
Okay, great.
I've met Lisa. I consider her a friend. She is, of course, a Leeds United fan, which elevates her to godlike status. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Have you and Maisie gone to
Marching
Leeds
on
yet?
Together?
Yeah, go on. Have a little sing of it.
No, not a clue. But no, I can give you a blast of You'll Never Walk Alone. But I imagine you won't want that.
Not the weekend that Leeds United play Liverpool. I think that would send a dangerous message to Liverpool, who, let's be honest, are having a little bad time of it, but nothing compared to what other clubs have been through. So we wish Leeds United all the best. We wish Lisa Riley all the best in I'm a Celebrity. We hope that she goes on to win.
And good luck to Liverpool.
No, thank you. It's 3 weeks since we had a little chat on air about some world records. Mm-hmm. I think it was off the back of a news story. Angela Barnes discovered that the world record for Ferrero Rocher eating is 9 in a minute and said not only did she think she could do 10, but she believed she could do 11 in a minute, and actually went so far as to say, I think actually it's the unwrapping them that will be the trouble.
Yes.
So, I mean, she's coming in with some real swagger. What we didn't realise when we said, oh, we'll do that next week, is that it would take 3 weeks to get a health and safety risk assessment done.
Wow.
For the potential risks of Angela Barnes.
And that was just your 11. Own one that you wanted to do, wasn't it?
That's the one I do every week,
yeah.
Just to make sure. I won't be touched, though, will I, in the process? No, no contact with me. So I can tell you now that that has been signed off, that next week on Absolute Radio, Angela Barnes will be attempting to eat 10 Ferrero Rocher in a minute. I mean, basically, I'm telling you now, so you've got time to just change your plans next
week.
There's a lot of Christmas stuff going on. Maybe it's your kid's nativity. Get it cancelled. Get Absolute Radio on. Listen to Angela Barnes eating 10 Ferrero Rocher in a minute.
I don't know if I'm meant to say this sort of thing, but I think that is a terrible thing to listen to.
It's not ideal.
No, it's horrid. I think that were you not on the show, there's absolutely no chance that you would listen to that.
I think she'll be off mic. I think it'll be more off mic choking and just the cries of, oh my God, I thought this was going to be easy. I'm only on my second one.
Yeah.
That's what I'm anticipating.
Right, okay, sure.
I don't want her to do it. Can I be very clear?
Yeah, it's really grim.
I think that would be terrible radio.
Yeah, it's really gross.
Especially if she just soundlessly swallows 11 Ferrero Rocher in a row and then celebrates for 2 hours. Unbearable. What I'm hoping is she'll get through about two and then be upset for the rest of the show. That's what I want. And also, if you're not into that, Will and Charlie have volunteered. I mean, someone's got to stay straight and narrow. So I will be watching on with an approved Guinness World Record judge. So it's all above board. While that's going on, Will will be attempting to drink the most J2Os in a minute, which currently isn't. I don't think there is a world record. So he'll be set. That's a fact. He will be setting a world record.
Wow.
Because he'll be in the presence of a judge.
And that could just be one.
That can be one. Yeah. One in a minute, and Charlie will be attempting to stick the most sticky notes to her face in a minute. It's going to be a heck of a minute, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, gosh. What great radio. All of it relies almost entirely on the visuals.
And I think if you all do it, then we break the world record for the most world records broken on a Saturday morning radio show on Absolute. So, you know,
what are you
I'll
gonna
get
do?
That one. I'm going to speak so that the listener has something to grab onto. Yeah, absolutely.
A thread. So
it's not just the sound of paper being stuck to a face and drinks and chocolate being eaten.
Yeah, you know what? Fair.
ASMR of the last hour of an office Christmas party, basically, if I'm not here next week. As someone with a Guinness World Record, I fully support that. The highest ever stand-up gig.
Oh, and where was it?
It was just on a plane.
Oh, okay, sure.
Yeah.
Did you do it through the microphone that they use to say, we're now cruising it? Or did you do it?
I did, an actual mic. It did come out of the speakers, but I had an actual.
You had an actual mic.
I didn't have to be in the front. I think there was a fear that it might sound like an actual announcement if I did it from the front, and that they might frighten the passengers.
And did people know it was going to happen?
No, it was just I was off on a stag do to Zante. And I just got up at the front. I was all chipper with confidence because I'd smuggled on some duty free and drunk it with, behind their back. So I just thought, do you know what? I'm going to do a 10, see what happens.
No,
anyway,
you're
turns
kidding.
Out.
You're kidding. You're kidding. This has to be a joke.
Turns out Norris McWhirter was also on the stag too. It was all above board. It was all approved by Guinness and it was all a stunt
fine.
For comic relief.
Okay, fine.
I don't like to say that because I don't want to say, look, I've also got a world record, but I also did it for charity because I'm a great guy. Because, you know.
A lie.
Who wants to hit it? It's time for the literal police. We do not tolerate the misuse of the word literally on this show. You've got to pick your battles, haven't you?
Mm-hmm.
We like to be snidey and correct people generally, but we've decided to pick literal as our big one. We imprison people who use it incorrectly. Mm-hmm. You'll hear the crime, you'll hear the nomination, and then we'll make a decision together, you and I, this week, wonderfully. A previous offender, actually, Jay Lawrence, absolute radio brethren, has been in touch with an accusation. He's dobbing someone in from his show, and I absolutely support this fully. Here's Jay.
All right, John, Jay Lawrence here. I have terrible news. I regretfully have to tell you that I have a literal offence to report. Now, a video is posted on the Absolute Radio socials of my interview with Alex James off of Blur this week. And he reveals in it that he thinks that what Liam and Noel Gallagher have done this year is literally magic. I will be honest with you, though. He does take a little bit of a beat before he says it. There may be a case for it not being an offence, hence, you know, me not putting him up on it at the time. I am a literal police officer. But I thought, seeing how harsh you are, and have been on, you know, other Absolute Radio presenters in the literal police, it would be best to flag myself. You are, after all, judge, jury and executioner. Look forward to hearing your verdict.
I thought he was going to say you are Judge Judy and executioner.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Little,
you are, of course, Judge Judy. Listen, I love that. And we always say, Jay, of course, if you want to intervene at the time, only if it is safe to do so.
Yes, absolutely.
Let's hear what was said.
How about Sir Liam Gallagher and Sir Noel Gallagher?
Yeah, all the way. They deserve every bauble going, I think. It's incredible. It's literally... It's magic. I don't think anyone expected it was gonna. It was gonna be. It's like the biggest comeback ever, isn't it?
I'm sorry. Can I just start by saying I think everyone expected it. I mean, before they even announced the tour, there was rumours of the tour, and already people were saying not everyone's getting tickets.
Yeah, not only as imagined, but has discussed on an annual basis.
Yeah, they've been threatening it for years.
I mean, I don't know if Alex has got so into the cheesemaking that he hasn't heard the chat that's been going on. So
yeah, I guess it was magic for people that really love
Oasis. Do you know what?
Did you go?
Do you know what? I did go, and it was a wonderful evening. It was wonderful, but he says it's literal magic, not metaphorical magic. And actually, what really upsets me is the gap. He says it was literally, he gives himself, for me, almost a minute. You could drive a bus through that gap to think of a word that it was literally, and he plucks for something that it was metaphorically. Open and shut case, going to jail.
Okay, thank you, Judge Judy.
There we go. He's inside. Now, the second one is a slight problem for me. I suspect it's a nomination that comes from Sam.
Hi, John and team. I need to report an offence that concerns one John Richardson. The description for the latest podcast of John Richardson and the Future Noughts, Series 6, Episode 2, They Think It's All Clover, describes their guest as a literal force of nature. Could you confirm if Clover Hogan is in fact a literal force of nature? And if not, will you suspend yourself or even potentially step down as literal police commissioner? Thanks, Sam.
First of all, love Sam. Great vibes from Sam.
Yes. Yeah, I mean,
I like her calling you out. It's good.
It's good to hear a pun title for a show. Absolutely. Hauled across hot coals there by Sam. That was.
They think it's all clover.
They think it's all over. Delivered in a way that made me ashamed of things I did when I was a child. I mean, that cut so deep that I've gone back and really looked at myself. That blurb was written by Mark Stevenson, the co-host of John Richardson, the Future Noughts. I'm pleased to report, in my defence, that Force of Nature is a youth-led climate action organisation that was co-founded by our guest Clover. So she is literally Force of Nature because she set up the youth movement Force of Nature. Force of Nature is in inverted commas, thus making it very clear that it refers to Force of Nature, the youth movement. Susie, Will, Charlie, anything to say before I excuse myself completely and ask for an apology from Sam for even nominating me?
Yeah, I've got something to say. Do you think you focus on these tiny things to stop yourself from looking at the bigger picture?
Oh no. Oh no. Will, press the big red button. Press the big red button.
John Richardson.
And the John Richardson Show.
Welcome back. You are listening to, for one more hour only, John Richardson here with Susie Ruffle on Absolute Radio. It's the time of the week when we counteract some of the sadder news that's in the news by discussing news that wasn't in the news, but could, would, or perhaps should have been in the news. Can I whack a headline straight at you?
I'd love you to.
After AI not only proved that it could present this show better than me, but also can come up with its own features, if you're a bit afraid of technology, magician forgets password to own hand. That's not ideal, is it?
I think that headline creates more questions than it answers.
Well, I'll read some of it and then you can tell me whether you feel that you've been sated. And if you have more questions, you can ask me and I won't be able to answer you because all the information I have is what I'm about to give you.
Okay, great.
Could be a waste of everybody's time.
Sounds what I like
do you know what I particularly like about this story is I think magicians are sometimes portrayed as these quite mystical, quite upbeat, you know, mysterious figures.
And like, it's nice to hear Liam and Noel.
Exactly, they're literal magicians, according to Alex James, who is now in prison. This magician, Zi Teng Wang, he's gone a different way. He's a bit more on my vibe. He's just quite a sad man, by the sound of it. A magician who implanted an RFID chip in his appendage has admitted losing access to it because he forgot the password. It seemed like such a neat idea to get an RFID chip implanted in your hand and do magical stuff with it. It turns out, said Z, that pressing someone else's phone to my hand repeatedly trying to figure out where the reader is really doesn't come off as mysterious and magical or amazing. It's just a bit sad about it all.
I don't understand any of it. What was he hoping that the chip would do?
He's implying that he could hold your phone. He's basically like having a QR code tattoo, which I bet someone has.
Oh, definitely.
Email john@absoluteradio.co.uk if you've got a QR code tattoo. Back soon on North Norfolk Digital. I reckon he's thinking, I'll have like a little chip in the end of my finger. And then when I hold somebody's phone, if I hold it in the way that their phone reads the chip, their phone will do something and they'll think I'm just a guy with a hand. But actually, I'm like a super robot. So you put it in, it's working for a bit. Then it stopped working for a little bit. He went to update the software. When I went to rewrite the chip, I was horrified to realise I'd forgotten the password I'd locked it with. So now you've just got a chip in your hand for no reason whatsoever.
Oh, no. Do you think he can ask it for a new email and, you know, ask...
Well, that's it. What do you do then? So now he's just got, I guess, a slightly crispy finger, which nobody wants.
No, I don't like it.
The big problem is... He says at the end, friends I've consulted with have determined that it's too simple to hack. What you don't want is someone gaining access to your hand, I would say. I don't like the thought of people getting in my phone. I don't like these new ways that all these naughty people are able to send you messages from within your contacts. The idea of someone getting hold of my hand, I mean, it just doesn't bear thinking about, does it?
It really doesn't.
It certainly doesn't bear speculating about on the radio.
Absolutely not.
Susie, what have you seen?
Well, let me throw a headline at you now, John.
Please do.
A seal galumps into a bar and the bartender says, grab the salmon.
You had me at seal. I thought you were just going to say a seal.
You had me at... That was my seal. Good.
It was a seal.
It really was. Like it?
I absolutely love it.
Good
and
stuff.
Can I ask you for the first time today, are you okay?
Absolutely not.
Yeah. Tell me about this seal.
Okay. So the creature was apparently lost, curious,
Yes.
And well below New Zealand's legal drinking age. A great start.
Oh, lovely.
A great start. What's not to love?
I'm slightly disappointed by the opening sentence, the seal was lost, because I already know now the seal did not intend to go to the bar, which to me is a happier story.
Now, what happened was it lodged itself under the dishwasher.
Oof.
And it says, and showed no interest in calling a cab. Now, I would say that the writer of this article has got a bit excited here.
Yeah, why not?
And why not? So it was a wet, lazy Sunday afternoon where the baby fur seal waddled in to the Sprig and Fern in the Meadows Craft Beer Bar in Richmond. So it's a pet-friendly bar. The co-owner, Bella Evans, assumed the visitor was a dog before she took a closer look. Now listen, Bella,
how
I realise it's
was
a surprise, but you need to get your eyes tested. If you're looking at a seal and thinking, gosh, that's an ugly dog.
The flippers on that
weird
dog.
That's a weird looking dog. Could really do some back legs.
Yeah. I would say that pet friendly bar, maybe not pet friendly enough.
Everyone was in shock, Evan said. She's New Zealand, isn't she? Oh my God, what should we do? What's going on? It's more Australian, apologies.
I'd say it was more British.
Was it? Oh, wait a minute, I can do it again. Everyone was in shock. Oh my gosh, what do we do? What's going on? Is that better?
It's good, yeah. You just take the vowels out, don't you, to do New Zealand.
Evans made a plan to lure the unruly visitor out of its hiding place using pizza topping. The pub was offering as a special.
Is that the salmon, though?
It's not clear. I just went to my husband, grab the salmon, grab the salmon. There was a brief wait for conservation rangers to arrive. It turned out they were already tracking the wandering seal. If they were already tracking it, why did it take them so long? Surely a car can move faster than a seal.
They
sort of do the body roll, don't they?
The seals?
Yeah, they sort of do that, don't they? I appreciate you can't see me. Maybe I could do most body rolls in a minute.
I think this whole story has basically been one long advert for this pub in New Zealand that wants to advertise that they're doing salmon pizzas. And I don't endorse salmon pizza.
Oh, no, that's minging. Pineapple, though. Delicious.
That's the most upsetting part of the story, is that they're putting salmon on a pizza, as far as I'm concerned. Is the seal all right?
They don't actually say. They don't actually
say, the story.
The conservation... No, but that's next week's special.
It's a lovely stuff.
It was a joke. No, I assume it was okay because they didn't mention
legally,
it.
That's not the out I'm looking for.
Okay, yeah, it was fine. So. It went and found its mum. They had a lovely time. And now the seal likes salmon pizza.
I'll take it. So you're listening to the John Ritten Show on Absolute Radio, where, of course, you will have heard Susie and I discussing a seal in a pub. There we go. That's some audio live from the pub there. Or a football fan. I'm not sure which. I want you to know that story was chosen, not just because it's very funny, but because also Seal is a musician and real music matters on the John Ritten Show.
It really
you
does.
You don't notice it. I think because we do it so subtly, people don't realise the links that are actually about music. People are like, they're just waffling. We've discussed Oasis this morning. Mm-hmm. We've discussed Seal. We've discussed a hot chip, which was in somebody's hand. So, you know, every link really is about music, but we do like to really drill down with this one and just talk about music. So it's the real music quiz. Three questions from our Absolute colleagues. It's currently 5-5. Angela's back next week. I don't want to put pressure on you. Angela takes a quiz rather seriously.
That is the least surprising thing you've ever said.
Angela left ahead and has been away for a couple of weeks, and now it's 5-5. If she arrives next week and she's losing, she will hunt you down. There's no other way I can say that.
Right, okay.
She will hunt you down. Lindsay Santoro, I saw her cancelling a few gigs this week. I can only assume Angela's caught up with her already. So it's 5-5. The first question comes from the wonderful Claire Sturgis.
Hi, John. I'm back again with another lyrical challenge for you, as I'll be here from 7 tonight with a classic rock party for your Saturday night soundtrack. So can you tell me what song features these lyrics? Listen to the wind blow. Down comes the night. Running in the shadows. Damn your love. Damn your lies. It's a gettable one, I think.
I was lost in the majesty of the poetry.
Yeah. Is it Keats?
It should be. Anything out of the mouth of Claire Sturgis is Keats.
That's what they say.
Oh, I don't think I know it.
I've got not a clue.
Is it a blank from you, Susie?
Not a clue.
Let's find out from Claire then.
The answer is, of course, the brilliant Fleetwood Mac and The Chain. And I'll be back from 7 tonight with the Classic Rock Party on Absolute Radio and Absolute Classic Rock. See you then.
Yeah,
once I hear the riff from The Chain, I cease all other thought.
Yeah,
that's all
you
I
just
think.
Rock out.
It's just in me for the rest of time.
Yeah.
Okay, it remains 5. That's put a real sort of somber mood in the studio, hasn't it? I think we'll have to stop putting Claire's questions first because
it's just got
such weight that it makes everything seem futile.
Yeah, totally. Definitely this show.
Damn your love. Damn your love. All right, exciting times now. Next question comes courtesy of Sleepers and Absolute's very own Louise Wenner, back from 10 tomorrow. Here's her question.
Hi, John. As you know, Sleeper covered a famous Blondie tune, which featured in the soundtrack of Trainspotting, but can you name it?
Oh, it's a bad week for the music quiz.
Is it Hanging on the Telephone?
It's not Atomic. Yes. Okay. Let me say that again then. I think it's Atomic. sound a bit more
can
confident.
We go back?
Question number 3 comes from the custodian of the No Repeat Guarantee, afternoons on Absolute Radio's very own Ben Burrell.
Hi, John. It's Ben Burrell here, fellow Absolute Radio presenter and co-parent of producer Will. Now, as I'm sure you know, it is in December here on Absolute Radio. We're all very excited. And on Monday, I'm going to be back from 1 p.m. with half an hour of an indie disco on the No Repeat Guarantee. But can you tell me which indie band's debut album had these tracks on it? Reason is Treason, Running Battle, and Cut Off.
Like spinach.
Kasabian. Because your reason is treason. Nope, nobody's happy with that. That's a shocking sound. Right, that was a big week for me on the music quiz.
I'm really pleased for you, and I'm very sorry to Angela.
I think you're gonna be hearing from her.
I imagine I will.
I think you'll be getting a series of voice notes. It is now 7-5 to me on the real music quiz.
I let you win.
I think probably it's a good feature. This I think probably first to 8 is where we'll call it a day.
Yeah, otherwise it's going to sort of die a death, isn't it?
I think that's it. You got to stop these things while they've got energy.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah, absolutely. Claire Sturgis back with 7 for the Classic Rock Party. Louise Wenner from 10 tomorrow. Ben Burrell back with that 30-minute indie disco on the No Repeat Guarantee Monday from 1. That's all on Absolute Radio, where, of course, real music matters. So we are reaching the end of this week's John Richardson Show on Absolute Radio. There will be coming up a full appraisal. We like to do them on air here, Susie. I don't know if I warned you about that, but
no,
the
didn't.
Final link of the show, I like to appraise your performance, Will's performance, Charlie's performance.
And do we appraise yours?
No.
No time?
No. Just we wouldn't have time. And also, I think I'm so respected in the community that actually...
Which community?
Not sure yet.
Cool.
I'm looking for them. I'm hunting them down. And when I find them, I shall be signing up and getting a certificate. But for now, you can criticise me. Of course you can. You can critique my performance.
I would never.
It's all about helping everybody to be better. That's what I find with my criticism. It's all well-meaning. What we do, first of all, is for those who couldn't be here for the full 3-hour extravaganza of the John Richardson Show, we alert them to the fact that there is a podcast available via the Rayo app, where you get your podcasts, but it needs a title. Mm-hmm. And that's just a little chance to do a little pun on something we've discussed today.
Mm-hmm.
I have Do Not Break the Seal.
Oh, that's
as
good.
A little reference to your new story there. Or Calls of Nature and Forces of Nature, since we discussed a toilet at the beginning of the show and then my podcast title, Force of Nature, in the middle of the show.
Yeah.
But what we'll go with Do Not Break the Seal.
Yeah, I think so.
In the silence there. Have you got any suggestions?
I wanted to just suggest, but I don't know how you'd spell it.
How are you spelling that? If you can spell it, I'll go with it. This is remarkable.
I think it's O U
yeah.
A T. Oot. I think. I think that's what it is.
O-U-A-T?
Yeah.
So what about do not break the seal? And then we can combine the two.
I think it should be do not break the seal and then Yeah, I think that's quite good now. No, I've lost it. Is this radio? Do you reckon they're going to give me my own show?
I think so. Do you know what? Do you want to just stay on and see if Sarah Champion can cope with this? I think Sarah would really like, what she'd love during her show today is just the occasional interruption of a seal. That's what she's looking for. Right, I'm just going to write this down for your appraisal, which is coming next. So it's the final link of this week's John Richardson Show. A time to look back, really, and think about what we've done and how we can all improve in time for next week's show. Is there anything anyone would like to put forward before the appraisal is carried out? Any sort of mitigating circumstances I should know about?
It was my first go.
Yeah, it was your first go. Yeah, Will and Charlie, what's your excuse? You've been here since the beginning. No, I listen, let me start by saying, they call it the sandwich, don't they? Let me start by saying, everyone's done really well today. And I think particularly the arrival energy was particularly good. Some weeks people have had a busy Friday night. Some weeks there's a lot going on. I'd just like to thank everybody for arriving today with their match heads on. Really game fit. I think we all arrived with an excellent energy. Will, you failed to properly update the document which I run this show from. Now, it's difficult for me to criticise that too much because it's also revealing that everything I say is scripted. Mm-hmm. So oddly, you've even written this bit ahead of time, which is remarkable. But, you know, if I say the wrong name, it creates the idea that I'm incompetent. And I can't have that because everything else I'm saying is creating that impression. So the one thing I need to do is say the name right. So that's something I'd like you to look at for next week. Charlie, on a different show, by the way, you're done here. Charlie, you did something remarkable this week, can I say? Something that you've never done before and that brought me genuine joy, which is that you apologised to me for something that you found out that you criticised me for and then found out I was right about all along. But you did that off air and therefore it means nothing to me. That you didn't have the bravery to tell the listeners that I was right about the comfort and practicality of running vests. It's upsetting. So,
do you think she didn't have the confidence or she just didn't know how interested they'd be? Was it producing or was it bravery?
Well, this is an itch we really don't want to scratch. Because then the appraisal becomes something very different. And Susie, all I will say is you, up until the point you would rather be a seal than a person, you had a cracking show.
Thank you.
You really did. But I am going to have to contact other people you might be working with. Maisie Adams is going to be getting an email this week saying, just don't mention seals because you will lose Susie for the next two or three links.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that.
But broadly speaking, I think you've all had a cracking show.
And I think you've had a kiss from a rose on the grave. Is that the song?
It is. But you're not making the noise. So now, that means, there we go. That's the way this show has to end. I'd like to thank Sundar and Tom, our listeners. They are star performers this week for really raising the bar. And Sam, actually, for that matter, in the Literal Police. Mm-hmm. Raising the bar of what a voice note can be. It's not just about dropping us a message. It's about setting a standard for me to try and match when I speak. Because the voice notes this week have been, they've been borderline AI generated in their energy and perfection. What I'd like next week, maybe just a beat in the background or some production value beyond the voice note. I mean, really, see what you can do with it.
Or a seal.
We'll be back. Yeah, I'm all right for seals for now. I don't know what my seal limit is, but I know I've reached it. There was a point.
I've not got
the
seal of approval.
It's lovely stuff. It really is. Susie's podcast with Maisie is available. Have you got any gigs coming up you'd like to mention?
I'm on tour next year. It restarts in February. It's very fun. Come along. If you've enjoyed this, if you haven't enjoyed me, it's probably not for you. I just want to
thank
be honest.
Thank you so much. You have been an absolute joy. Thank you for coming in. I hope we can have you back because it was joyful. Thank you for listening. We're back next week with not one, not two, not four, but three world record attempts on the John Richardson Show next week on Absolute Radio. Have a great rest of your weekend. Bye-bye.
John Richardson.
And the John Richardson Show.
Okay, that was this week's podcast. Thank you for listening. If it's made you want to join in with any of the regular features, they'll all be back next week. And the way you can get in touch is john at absoluteradio.co.uk. Angela Barnes back next week. Susie, thank you so much for this week.
Oh, it's honestly
genuinely been a
joy. I've loved it.
And there were a couple of moments where you said, was that too harsh off air? And before I could even intervene, what a delight it was to see Will and Charlie say not harsh enough. In unison, with barely a pause.
Yeah, that was true. I was...
Absolutely immediate. No, get into him. Make it physical. We like to shake his chair while we're insulting him. So
just
back next week with more.
Just want to double check. Are you okay, hon?
Always. Okay, absolutely. Great. The minute I am okay, I've got nothing to talk about. So if ever I'm off for a week, I'm the opposite of other radio presenters. If they're off, you think, oh, I wonder what's gone wrong there. If I'm off, you think, oh, maybe he's sorted himself out. Maybe he's just frolicking somewhere. Right. Auntie Tracy.
No.
Auntie Sarah.
No.
Auntie Tina.
No.
Auntie Panty. No.
No.
Gutted. What are the three?
Well, if I include the ones that are in the family via marriage, we've got Jack, Susan, Jack, Julie, Jane.
Susan, Julie, Jane, and
Susan, Jack, Julie, and Jane. Really,
Susan, Jack, Julie, and Jane. Susan, Jack, Julie, and Jane.
Susan, right. Jack, Julie, and Jane.
I'm a bit gutted about Jane. I feel like that was gettable.
Yeah, but we call her Janie, so I wouldn't have actually taken Jane.
Wouldn't you? Okay. Well, I would have been absolutely fuming. I've got to say, that would have been the first on-air swear. If
no,
I'd have said Jane and you wouldn't have taken it, that would have been the end of my career. So thank goodness that didn't happen.
Thank you.
Anyway, thank you, Will and Charlie, as ever, for all your work and kind words. And thank you, Susie, for joining us. That sounded insincere. This is why I don't try and be nice, because it just sounds like I don't mean it. But it has been an absolute pleasure being here this week, as ever. We'll be back next week with more. Take care of yourselves. Bye.